Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Did you know Toyota of Brookhaven has sold more new vehicles the last 2 years than any other dealership in Southwest Mississippi? Come see why. Exit 40 Brookhaven or online at toyotabrookhaven.com. Great service, great savings. At Toyota of Brookhaven, we deliver.
Boy, did they need that one. Welcome into the Rebel Report. I'm Michael Borky. After Ole Miss gets an extremely important game one win over South Carolina. An extremely important game one win. We spent the week on the radio show, justifiably so, talking about the possibility of this team missing not only the NCAA tournament, but hell, the SEC tournament was on the table with their record at the halfway point in conference play. Last night, though, they did what they had to do, which is win a very, very important first game of the series against South Carolina. And Dylan DeLucia, wasn't super – okay, some people aren't going to like this. Wasn't super dominant, and by dominant I mean a bunch of strikeouts, overpowering, whatever. But he was excellent last night for the second time on the road in conference play this season. Dylan DeLucia was excellent on the mound, and that really carried this team. Now, they scored 9 runs. It absolutely helps, but off the back of a start where he just kept putting 0 and 0 and 0 and 0 on the board and getting into the eighth inning, which is something that starting pitchers have not done for Ole Miss. It was a big outing for him, a very important win for this team. Now all they have to do is get one of the next two, and they are coming home happy with Mississippi State coming to town. So very important game one win for Ole Miss, and we're here to briefly talk about that with you on the Rebel Report. Again, my name is Michael Borky. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube under the same name, B-O-R-K-E-Y. Like, follow, subscribe, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. And if you haven't subscribed to this podcast already, you should. Wherever you get them, search Rebel Report, hit the subscribe button, leave a rating and a review if you like what you hear, or if you don't, I mean, you know, either way, do what you got to do, I guess. But anyway, and the podcast is brought to you by Advantage Business Systems. ABSMS.com is the website. If you are anywhere inside of the state of Mississippi and you're in the market for office technology, ABSMS.com is the website. If you tell them that I sent you, you'll get a complimentary office technology assessment. So you tell them what you need, what your budget is, and they'll find a solution for you. Anything that is technology in the office, Advantage Business Systems has you covered. Also, LB's just across from Kroger on University Avenue right there in Oxford. It's the best place in Mississippi to get your meat. It's Easter weekend, so you're probably going to be doing some cooking. I know I am. Start that process at LB's. Best place in the state to get your meat. Tell Greg that I sent you. They've got daily lunch specials. They've got great advice as well, sides, all the works, everything you need to be cooking with meat. LB's has got you covered. So, on the DeLucia outing, I'm just going to say this, you know, maybe you're looking for some long-form analysis. It's not going to come from me in this platform anyway. We'll do a lot of talking on the radio show this afternoon about it. Long story short, if Dylan DeLucia does not run out there on Thursday against Mississippi State as a starting pitcher, Mike Bianco needs to be fired on the spot. Like, I'm not even being hyperbolic with that. This outing last night, I know South Carolina is not a very good team. I know Alabama's better than South Carolina. This is a series that Ole Miss should win because South Carolina is not a good baseball team. They don't hit the ball well. They don't really pitch it well. They're bad, quite frankly, aside from a shocking series win over Texas. They are not a good baseball team. Regardless, this outing from DeLucia underscores how nonsensical it was for him not to have started last weekend. It didn't make any sense. If you listen to the radio show, I told you many times it didn't make sense, despite all the explanations of matchups or whatever. It didn't make sense. It was a bad decision. Don't, if that mistake is made again, fire on the spot. Keith Carter should walk onto the field and terminate the contract right there on the field and put Dylan DeLucia on the mound to start the game. There is no reason now for him not to be your Friday night starting pitcher. He has demonstrated that on multiple occasions. He's the only guy that's getting you deep into ball games. That is your Friday night starter for the rest of the freaking season. Matchups be damned. It never made any sense anyway. Last night proved how little sense that it made. He's your guy. His splits as a starter versus a reliever are dramatically different. That's your guy. He's the only one that's given you consistent starts deep into ball games. That's your guy. I don't care about matchups. Be done with that garbage. He is your first pitcher on the weekend, next weekend. And if not, again, terminate on the spot. I'm serious. Because he was great last night. He was great. And that's after he was great 2 weeks ago in Lexington. And in between, they decided to get him out of the bullpen. Doesn't make sense. Anyway, so he was really, really good last night. As you guys know, 7 2/3, just 6 hits, 1 earned run, only 4 strikeouts and 1 walk. But 7 2/3 and 1 run is the story there. And Ole Miss dominated, flat out dominated South Carolina. They jumped on the Gamecocks early, had 5 runs by the end of the third, 7 runs by the end of the fourth, really just piled on the Gamecocks, did it with the long ball. You had 3 hits from Justin Bench. He's on fire lately. Elko had a couple. McCants had a nice home run where he did the Sammy Sosa little hop thing, a little Sammy Sosa hop. That was pretty cool. Chatney had a hit. That was good to see. Burford's kind of been struggling all around. He had 3 hits, including a bomb last night. Pretty balanced, relatively speaking, balanced offensive day for Ole Miss. What's so funny is Justin Bench walked 4 times. Excuse me, not Justin Bench. Jacob Gonzalez walked 4 times in the game. People aren't really pitching to him anymore. There was one intentional. Either way, it doesn't matter. They're pitching around him. It really does not matter. 4 walks is that might be the stat of the night, honestly. But a pretty balanced offensive night for Ole Miss. It was only 10 hits, but again, a couple long balls. Because of DeLucia's outing, they could settle in, and they had better at-bats for the most part last night. Chased what is a pretty decent pitcher in Hunter from South Carolina. Certainly not a world beater by any stretch, but certainly not bad either. It was a good night. It's really what it comes down to for Ole Miss. It was a good night. It was a good night. It was a win they desperately needed. Even if they win this series, I'm not going to sit here and try to tell you guys all is well, and they've righted the ship, and full steam ahead, and everything's better. No, this is the bare minimum. Winning a series against this South Carolina team is the baseline. But still, they took care of business in dominating fashion, and that's all you could really ask for. It was a good night for Ole Miss. It was a good win. Just find a way to get one more on the weekend and come home and try to get this thing to where your NCAA and SEC tournament hopes are not in doubt. It's really all you can ask for. DeLucia was good. He needs to pitch every weekend, first game of the series. That is what we learned. And if that is not the case moving forward, termination needs to happen. You think I'm kidding? I'm not. I'm really not. But good night. Really good night for Ole Miss. And they're 1-0 so far on the weekend, which is really all you could ask for. So anyway, that's your quick thought, quick game update, whatever you want to call it after this one. We'll be back again on Saturday night to recap the series. So talk to you then. You guys have a great weekend. Happy Easter. And I'll talk to you Saturday night, probably.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.